Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of our Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 2171, first written August 29th, 2018. Psalms 27, 13 and 14. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. David's words in this psalm shows an honesty and a hope that's grounded in the Lord. So often that seems to be missing. People have a hope that they'll all get better, but there's no substance for that. It's not true hope, it's just a wish. What kept David going was the Lord. What was going to keep David going was waiting for the Lord. Twice in that final sentence, as if talking to himself and assuring himself, David says, "Wait for the Lord." Consider, if you will, two major thoughts here. First, the honest truth about his condition. David said, "I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord." I would have given up, is what he says. I would have been crushed. I would have had no reason to carry on. David's past victories over fierce animals and over a giant weren't accomplishments that sat on the shelf in his home. He knew that it was the Lord who gave him those victories. Without the Lord, there was no going on. "Unless I had believed" shows a raw reality of where David was. Have you ever gone down that road before? Had it not been for the Lord, unless you had believed, where would we be today? Think about this for a moment. If you were not faithfully walking with Jesus, what do you think your life would look like today? How many marriages do you think you had gone through by now if you were not a Christian? What kind of relationship would you have had with your kids if you were not a Christian? What kind of attitudes would you have if you were not a Christian? Would you be a mean and grouchy person? Would you run your business or be a worker if you were not a Christian? How dishonest would you have turned out? What language would you be using if you were not a Christian? Would you have served time in prison by now if you were not a Christian? Would you be addicted to alcohol or drugs if you were not a Christian? Would you even be alive today if you were not a Christian? Would you even think about God at all? God has changed our lives for the better. "I would have, unless I had believed," is a serious look at what could have been our story had someone not shown us Jesus. Being a Christian is not about sitting in a church building on Sunday morning. It's about a life that's been transformed by Christ. Our belief in Jesus has rewired our thinking, changed our behavior, molded our attitudes, and made us who we are today. The person that has so much to admire, love, and benefit from would certainly not be this way had it not been for Jesus. The Lord has changed us. The Lord has given us a purpose to pursue and a work to fulfill in his kingdom. Life is all the better because of Jesus. Indeed, the abundant life has made us better today and given us a brighter tomorrow. There is hope because of the Lord. But secondly, in this passage, David tells us to wait on the Lord. "In his time" is more than a hymn we sing, is the principle in the Bible. Abraham had to wait 25 years to see the promise of God fulfilled. The bent-over woman suffered for 18 years before her healing came. Patience may be a virtue, but it's hard to deal with. Our instant society doesn't like long lines, traffic jams, no cell service. We become impatient, and when that happens, we try to take matters into our own hands. I've seen cars driving through the grass because the drivers couldn't wait in a long line of construction traffic. I've seen cars making U-turns right in front of a no U-turn sign. I've seen many of these folks getting pulled over by the police. Impatient. "I want it, and I want it right now." ATMs, self-checkout, instant oatmeal are more than just convenient. They satisfy a society that's simply impatient. But here, David realized that he had to wait on the Lord. Wait for the Lord. The Lord will come through. The Lord will help. The Lord is the answer. But you must wait upon the Lord. Keep praying. Keep worshiping. Keep trusting. Don't lower your hope. Don't drop the banner and go home. Don't give up, but wait for the Lord. What does the Lord make us wait? We're not told why, other than he is the Lord. He doesn't work for us. He's not our servant that comes running when we ring a bell. That may have something to do with this. But also, we're not the only person in the universe. nor are we the only person praying to him. Two people live close to each other. One prays for sunshine so he can play with the kids outdoors. The other prays for rain so his garden grows. Two prayers. God will answer them as he sees fits. And our having to wait becomes a test of our faith. God grows patience in us by having us wait. How do you handle waiting? Sometimes one has to wait, like in traffic. It's not a choice. But while waiting, what happens to you on the inside? Upset? Bothered? Impatient? Demanding? Boiling? There's a difference between waiting and patience. Often we have to wait. Some do well with that, others become unglued. Wait on the Lord. What are you doing while you're waiting? Are you praying? Are you trusting? Are you worshiping? Are you still with the Lord? Maybe God waits to see what you will be doing. Waiting is hard on little kids, and much too often it's hard on us big kids as well. Wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord is coming. Wait for the Lord will come through. Wait. Don't seek alternative solutions. Don't find other answers, but wait. While you wait, pray. While you wait, turn to scriptures. While you wait, continue doing what you know is right. In his time. The Lord is not in a hurry. The Lord made time, but we made haste. Just slow down, breathe, reflect, observe, and wait for the Lord. Great words for our times. Great words for a busy schedule and lives that seem rushed all the time. Where would we be without the Lord? Wait on the Lord. The Lord has waited on us. It took some of us a long time to believe. It took some of us a long time to get serious about our faith. The Lord never gave up on us. He never said, "Too late, you missed it." He waited, so we can too. Thank you so much for listening.